Reasonably certain the bird could understand him whenever he spoke. Remy angled his mount towards Rochenglin and spurred it to a quicker pace. He grew eager to arrive after the journey. Typically, Remy hated that he was forced to kill, but he was good at it. Until recently, Remy had invested his energies in helping raise a pair of young human slaves who'd suffered similar fates to Remy. The orc had tried to mold them into copies of Adder and Korf. They'd both died at Rilfalor's hands during the orc's training sessions. He would have killed Rilfalor for it, but Remy was mystically prevented from seeking recourse on the orc, and anti-human sentiments prevented him from merely escaping the orc's clutches. However, when Remy was dispatched on assignments, he was able to experience some semblance of freedom. Rochenglin lay at the base of the valley where the main road crossed through. Winds rushed down from the mountainside, and looking up, Remy spotted a decrepit castle. Its crumbling stonework was in sore need of repair. A lack of general maintenance led to the structure's decline, and cracks in the walls allowed snarls of thorny rose to bleed out from the once proud facility's walls. Remy guessed it was once home of a she who was part of the Winter Court, except the fierce disrepair made him wonder at that possibility. Remy jangled the coins in his purse and tied a bandana over the crown of his head to hide his shorter ears before spurring his horse towards the town. He was in sore need of a hot meal in the town and a rest for his saddle-sore legs. Certainly someone there would be able to help him locate Fenelope Rara. He knew that information that could not be gleaned could always be purchased. Remy guided his horse through a number of the town streets. He crisscrossed Rochenglin to get an idea of the city's layout. A quick tour let him take the pulse of its people and also plan an escape route if he needed one. Remy flexed his jaw at a memory when he'd needed exactly that after plans went sideways in the Feywild. Rochenglin was much like many other urban centers he'd visited. It was a collection of various species, with the majority being she. There were also other members of the various fey species, with all races collectively called the Tuatha, and he saw a few stray humans who may have been free folk or slaves. Remy could not tell, but he didn't need that info. He stopped near the center of town where there was an active marketplace. The vendor's square was flanked by several inns and taverns, and Remy tied his horse to a hitching post before wading into the rows of vendors in search of food and knowledge. Korax descended and alighted on Remy's shoulder. The bird made an eager croak as the smells of food reached Remy's nose. The assassin purchased a meal from a dirty halfling whose offering smelled best. The halfling's wife tended a tandoori oven that looked comically large for her. Remy alternated between taking bites of meat and tearing strips for Korax, who greedily gulped them down. "I'm a traveler," Remy told the halfling. "Is there somewhere that I can get information?"
"Depends on the topic," the smaller Tuathan said. His words hinted that he could direct someone towards the more illicit realms of knowledge if plied with a coin or two.
"Nothing untoward," Remy assured him, which made the halfling slouch in disappointment. "I'm here on Winter Court business, just locating a few old contacts on behalf of my lord.
Do you know of Fenelope Rara?"
The halfling gave him a quizzical look. "She was the lady of this region a few decades back," Remy said. "Was a part of the court, even, until Ragathina stripped her rank?" He shrugged in response.
"Probably best to ask Corgan Chestra. He's the local magistrate."
As if in response, the street cleared suddenly. Vendors hurried out of the way and patrons jumped aside to make a path for an elf on horseback. He was flanked by two guards, also mounted. Korax flapped his wings but remained upon his perch as the arrogant she forced his way through the crowd, making a straight line despite the position of others. Stiff-backed and with eyes refusing to acknowledge the populace, he halted his horse when he came to Remy, who was in the way. The assassin stood in the she's path, and Remy refused to move. Filled with hubris, the elf looked down at Remy and met the human's hard-edged gaze. After looking into the eyes of a killer, he seemed to decide it was unwise to force a confrontation. One of the guards leaned aside, intending to dismount and rough up the traveler, but the elven leader waved him off. Instead, he set a new path and led them around Remy. His horse trotted aside, trampling on the wares of an old she-elf who'd laid her bundled roses out on a tattered quilt. She was old and ugly. Her bent